Radio Prague News.
Trade union umbrella organizations have announced that a demonstration will be held in Prague on Thursday, in addition to a nationwide strike. The transport ministries may take advantage of the Thursday traffic standstill on Czech railways to repair damaged rails, and the Prague Public Transport Company has rejected Mr. Klaus's proposal of how to deal with Thursday's strike, labeling it unrealistic. The Association of Trade Unions, ČMKOS, and the Association of Independent Unions, ASO, have announced that, as well as a nationwide transport strike, they are planning to hold a demonstration in the center of Prague on Thursday. The deputy chairman of the ČMKOS added that some blockades would be held and that the strike was not directed against the country's citizens, but against its government. Leaders from both union associations called on all other unions to support the strike, even if they are not directly participating. The transport ministry may take advantage of Thursday's nationwide transport strike to repair rails across the country, a spokesperson for the ministry said Monday. Transport Minister Radek Šmerda will be negotiating with the unions on Tuesday to determine whether the ministry may be able to send repair trains onto the rails to take advantage of the standstill in rail traffic. The Railway Workers' Union joined the transport strike in protest of an earlier retirement age, which is part of a planned pension reform. On Monday, Petr Blažek, the head of the transport department of the Prague Public Transit Company, reacted to the president's proposal to substitute private buses for public transportation on Thursday, when a transport strike will hit the capital. He said that the company had already considered this, however, private bus companies did not have the capacity to make up for the standstill of public transportation. He added that this solution was not realistic and that private companies would never have the resources to replace public transportation, especially during peak hours. The mayor of Prague, Bohuslav Svoboda, has not yet reacted to President Václav Klaus's statement. Another 81 cobblestones honoring Holocaust victims will be added to Prague's Zborovská Street as part of an international project organized by the German artist Gunter Demnig. Monday's installation of new cobblestones is the second round of the project in Prague. The artist first added his stones to streets of cities across the Czech Republic in 2008. Under the title Stolpersteine, German for stumbling blocks, Mr. Demnig added such stones bearing the name, birthdate, and date of deportation of the victim to cities across Europe. A total of 23,000 of them have been installed to date. The project was inspired by a line from the Talmud: "One is not truly dead until one's name is forgotten." A roof of the car factory of Škoda Auto in the central Bohemian city of Mladá Boleslav caught on fire on Monday. The fire caused damages of about 1.5 million Czech crowns. Thanks to the speedy reaction of local firefighters, further damages of 300 million crowns were avoided. Police are investigating the case. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. Cloudy skies but some sunny periods are expected on Monday. Daytime temperatures should reach highs of around 22 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.